Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. To begin, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And to start, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
He's a waste of oxygen.
So do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
What do you think based on my comment? I wouldn't piss on him at his funeral.
Well, it's just that I cannot choose for you, and the options, we don't have that
option. Disapprove. Disapprove.
Strongly?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
Strongly disapprove. You don't hear anything about him.
Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
Yes.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
Wrong.
And if the election, if the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Trump.
Thank you. And for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Trump.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
No.
Okay. Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. Now for something different. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
No.
Do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Now, which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland, or maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MART trains?
Roads.
Roads. Thank you. Now, currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
I think there are circumstances that affect that decision.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, a person might not realize it's stolen. Therefore, mm-hmm. they shouldn't be charged with a felony. If they stole it, then they should be charged. So you just can't say one or the other. You need to change your question.
We do have the scale. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
I just told you. I'm not answering the question. You're just
okay, that's fine.
Posing it in a different way.
Now, would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
If the drugs were what?
Resulted in a death.
Yes.
Do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
I have no way to judge that. Everybody's going to say they pay too much taxes.
But we want to know your opinion. In your opinion, do you think you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount
in
taxes?
Too much.
Thank you. Now, pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
Sure.
Do you strongly favor them or somewhat favor them?
Well, let me ask this.
Yes.
Is this in lieu of abortions or the person has a choice?
It says the pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but they instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born.
How about if they want to get an abortion at a different place, at a hospital or something? Okay, or if they don't get an abortion, they want to go to a resource center. So once again, this question is kind of leaning towards anti-abortion, which I'm not anti-abortion.
Mm-hmm.
I think a woman has a right to decide. So you need to reword the question.
So we just want to know if you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers.
I'm not answering it.
We still have the same scale, strongly favor, somewhat opposed.
If I'm not answering it,
scale
bullshit.
Okay, that's fine. Now, under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
All right, repeat the question again.
Yes, under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so that they can be arrested and held accountable?
Yeah, I favor that. Who comes up with these questions? Because one needs to know more information to really answer that question. Like, what is the violation?
The violation
would be
handgun violation and a violent assault.
Yeah, but what? A violent assault is one thing. A handgun violation could be a matter of just handling a firearm. Okay? Because it's not
we
secured.
We have the same scale. Do you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
Why are you dodging my questions? Why are you dodging my questions?
Well,
is it because you really don't know? You're just reading the list, right?
I'm just reading the list, yes. Correct.
Yeah. I mean, why do you think there's judges and juries to hear the facts of the case and make a determination of the punishment? So, all right. So basically on your scale, middle of the road.
Yes, middle of the road. Would you lean more to somewhat favor or somewhat oppose?
Favor.
Thank you. And do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
Absolutely not.
So do you strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
Thank you. And now for something different, and before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, how frequently do you play in the Maryland lottery? Regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big, or never?
Only when the jackpot is big.
Thank you. And how much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? Is it a big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, or not a problem at all?
A big problem.
Thank you. And as a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play?
Oppose it.
Okay, and do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
Thank you. And should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
And
no. Do you support
strongly
or oppose? Thank you. And do you support or oppose Maryland teacher and school employees having the right to strike?
I'm thinking.
Okay, that's fine.
I will say no.
So do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Now, do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And if you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, it had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying, yes or no?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Now, which of the following, I know that you said it, but which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases, or abortion should be illegal in all cases?
Legal in all cases.
Legal in all cases, thank you. Now, a disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now for something different for the last time. Maryland tipped workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tip workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I can't answer that question because I would need more information. I think it depends on, obviously, the restaurant or industry they're in.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the amount of tips that they make to compile a total salary, I am sure that when you say $3 or something an hour, that people make a lot more than that. So I don't have the information to answer that question.
We still have the scale. I don't know if that helps.
Don't
strongly
care,
favor
not answering someone. It.
Okay,
don't
that's
it.
Fine.
Need more info.
Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following ages groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I'm registered as a Republican, but I will vote for whoever the best person is in the general election.
Thank you. What is your race? White, African American, other?
White.
Thank you. And what is your religious affiliation? Are you a Protestant, like Baptist or AME, Catholic, Jewish, another faith, or non-religious?
Protestant.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, sir.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.